Your phone is blowing up. You're getting all kinds of text messages, but it's not because you're more popular. No, they're from your new pals, Ted and Beto and and so forth. I'm telling you what, I'm so pathetic. I think I actually get more political text messages than I get them from people I know. But why? What's going on? The South Florida Sun Sentinel did a good story on this headline, "Please Vote for Me. Here's Why Your Phone is Blowing Up." Story goes, a couple of beers, a laptop, and some inexpensive software is all it took to blast out tens of thousands of text messages to voters. Some voters find the messages annoying, but political consultants say texting is the breakout mode of communications for 2018. Many people getting them think they are prohibited by law, but in fact the campaigns are using programs that operate in a gray area. Andrew Gillum, who pulled off a shocking upset in the Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida, sent out more than 1.8 million text messages to 750,000 people, according to Hustle, one of the four leading companies providing texting support for campaigns. There are four big companies, Hustle and Relay, basically work with Democratic campaigns. Rumble Up and Open Sesame mostly work with Republicans. An election complaint was filed recently regarding a local candidate in Plantation, Florida, who sent a text message in the middle of the night bragging that she had support of the city's police officers. People were annoyed because the text woke them up and were not welcome. Campaigns entered the texting era 10 years ago when then-Senator Barack Obama announced Joe Biden as his running mate. Remember, he made that announcement via a text message. You had to sign up for it if you wanted to be the first to know who his running mate would be. It was a brilliant strategy at a time when texting was still new. We were using flip phones. Now campaigns are using peer-to-peer texting that is different, meaning they're not sending random numbers. They're picking up your number, your actual number, which they know is a real number, through public records, and that's why they say it's legal. You need not consent. And to give you an idea of how popular this is, sending you a text costs about one-tenth what sending you a direct mail piece would cost. So you get those big oversized postcards, right, and you just throw them away without even looking at them most of the time. But get this. Something like 91% of all text messages are read. And isn't that true when you think about it? You don't listen to every other kind of ad. You don't watch every ad on TV now with streaming and watching things on a time-delayed basis. We don't see the commercials or we can skip them. But you always, when you get a text message, you always, if you're awake, you always look to see who it's from. And if you don't recognize the sender, then you read it. And that's all they need you to do. Candidates are using it to tell you about when to vote, where to vote, as well as to make the case for voting for them. Beto O'Rourke is being sued by people who received text messages from his campaign. I'm one of those people that received one. I'm not suing him, but I used to get them. And I couldn't imagine why. I couldn't imagine how I'd be on any kind of a list or contact list for Beto O'Rourke or for his supporters or for Democrats or anything. Never gave any money to any Texas candidates of any party, never did anything like that. Never joined a campaign, never filled anything out, but they just have you because they have you in public records. And that 91% statistic tells you all you need to know. It's not going away. It's not going to stop, and it's not going away because it's so effective. And you can screen your email, you can have spam filters and folders, and again, you can avoid other kinds of advertising completely. But something that's cheap and that they know you will read, oh, yeah, you're going to get them and you're going to get them and you're going to get them. And I guess the only thing that will denigrate the value of them is when everybody's sending them, eventually the message will be lost and diluted. But for now, They seem to really help candidates. There's a number of races around the country where an underdog has won a race. Well, Andrew Gillum, the guy in Florida, is an example. He was the underdog. He was not expected to win that Democratic nomination for governor. In fact, he was third in the polls. And his campaign says one of the things they are sure helped was all of the direct text messaging. And there's much more on the way, according to those in the business. Now, a group called the P2P Alliance is asking the Federal Communications Commission to clarify that these services are not subject to consumer protection, that it doesn't constitute what's called auto-dialing. See, auto-dialing is the legal term for contacting people without permission, but it's done in a way that is very specific and, of course, very old school. These laws, by the way, have not been updated in many, many years because of the political gridlock that we're in right now. And, of course, both parties would like to continue to be able to do this stuff. So, you can always try to block, and you can always respond to texts and say, hey, don't text me again. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But this is going to be around for a while at least. It's the new thing. 210-599-5555. I also get them, so I get the Beto ones. I also get them from Republicans, and the Republicans put prominent names on them. Like I'll get one that says, hey, it's Paul it's Paul Ryan, or hey, it's Kevin McCarthy, like I know him. Like, you know, we met and we exchanged our phone numbers somewhere, and now he's, you know, hit me up on a Saturday afternoon. Hey, it's Steve Scalise. Just wanted to check in with you. How's your weekend? Don't forget, you know, oh, man. If they were really my friends, I can tell them what they would be doing, and it would not be texting me. Jose is on KTSA. Jose, good morning.
Hey, Jack, it's your friend, Jose. How you doing?
It better not be.
So I got this great idea. I wish I could write apps, you know, for like Android, is what I use.
Yeah.
Look, I got the solution to this text message spam. I do. It's the thing. It'll work.
Right.
So someone writes an app where you get a text message that's spam. You just mark it as spam. Boom. It's marked, right? That information is sent to a central database that your app is connected to, and it goes to a list.
Mm-hmm.
Once a number has been marked as spam more than a certain number of times, let's say 10, that central database sends a block message to every user that has that app installed on their phone. And everyone that has that app no longer receives text messages from that phone number.
Mm.
And that means that they get exactly 10 shots at sending text messages, and after the 10th person says this is spam, that number's dead. And they have to pay for these numbers, and they rotate them, but, you know, they're getting hundreds, maybe thousands of text messages, you know. But I just think that if you could, it has to be like combat, you know, like electronic warfare, and that's how we're going to win. If some app developer out there gets what I'm saying and writes that app, he's going to make $1 billion. That's what I think.
That's a great idea, Jose. Now, the question is, would the person make more money developing that app or more money sending out the text messages for politicians? Because whatever makes more money is what they're going to do.